Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of AWI Pod.
World.
Wide.
There we go. We got pals, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. We did it. Congratulations. It took us 17 episodes, but here we are. I'm Fist your bump. Host, Boom. Rick Piles, and with me, as always, is my other co-host, at Gina Russell, at Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It's good to hear.
Looking forward to getting about 3 hours sleep, but apart from that, fine.
You'll be fine, Glenn. You don't sleep anyway.
I wish.
Glenn never sleeps anyway. I know another man who also doesn't sleep. He is the mayor of Canton. He doesn't have a fun name today. He's just mayor. How are you, mayor?
Well, I'm doing some quick math, and I think I've lived probably about 122,000 days or so. Mm-hmm. And about 121,997 of them have been better. So it's been a terrible day, but I'm here to make it better.
That's right. That's right. Hasn't been a good day, but we're here now to watch some bad wrestling. So
yes, exactly.
Sometimes that's all you need just to get you through it. Now, maybe make you at least forget about your troubles for an hour or so while we watch some bad wrestling together.
And that's what wrestling is for, people. Quit complaining about everything.
That's right.
Exactly. It's an escape. Exactly. Let it be that.
That's right. They're just, you know, just whatever they feed you, just accept it. And if you hate it that much, don't watch.
Or find something you like about the show. I'm not going to like everything.
Yeah. I mean, every show that you watch, any show that you watch, you're not going to like every single moment of the show. I mean, it's silly to think that you're going to like everything that you're shown.
Have you ever gone to a buffet and walked down the thing and scooped food from every single thing from the buffet? No, because you're not going to like everything. You're not going to like everything they give you. Pick out the things you like and enjoy it, people. That's what it is.
That's right. Go to the bathroom or something. If something's on your mind.
Yeah.
Go get some. As a wise man once said, find your happy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That is right. There's so much wrestling that if you can't find something that you like, then you probably just don't like wrestling. I think I've said that before, but
unless you're happy as Buck Zumhoff's happy, then don't find it.
Oh God, Buck Zumhoff. Gross. Every time I think about Buck Zumhoff, I want to go take a shower. He is a disgusting man. I was gonna say Elimination Chamber is well, you won't hear this until Sunday, so Elimination Chamber will already happen. But as we're recording this, it is Friday night, so that means Elimination Chamber starts in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not quite, still. I know I'm going to get up and watch it. Are you going to get up and watch it, or no? You're just going to sleep. I'd sleep.
Oh, God, I feel like I haven't slept in like 48 hours, but I'm going to set my alarm and see how it goes.
Yeah, Glenn's going to – what time to start over there, Glenn? About 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. So the pre-show's at 9.
I will not be making the pre-show at 3 a.m. Sorry, no.
I'm setting the alarm for 5, and we'll see how it goes from there.
I'm going to set it for like 3:50, and I'm going to brew a pot of coffee, pour some of my THC syrup in my coffee, go sit down on the couch and watch me some early morning. I was crazy because I'm sitting here thinking, like, this paper is going to be gone and over by 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Essentially a Friday night. If they did this on Sunday where it led into Monday, it would be rough.
Yeah.
You
think people are complaining about it now. But yes.
They're complaining.
What?
I can't understand why they're complaining.
I know you. I know, Glenn. You just suck it up, Buttercup, right?
Yeah, we have to do it every time we watch.
I've grown to love the English Premier League soccer times on Saturdays.
Exactly, that's early morning, so
yeah.
Especially at the 12 o'clock kickoffs over here.
I like the good 6:30 kickoff. I love it when Arsenal kicks off at 6:30.
12:30.
They don't kick off until fucking damn near 2 o'clock. They don't kick off till 2 o'clock tomorrow here.
No, it's the evening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, against Newcastle. Mm-hmm. Funny, I went to the doctor today because I needed refills on my prescription. So you have to, you know, go in and get checked out. And I was talking to the nurse, and she was telling me that she plays indoor soccer. And I was like, I love soccer. It's my favorite sports to watch. I said, I don't have the lung capacity to play it, but I love to watch it. And she was like, oh, Dr. Owen, he likes soccer too. He likes Chelsea. I said, oh, no.
God.
You better mean green.
Yeah.
We got some common ground.
I did thank him for tying with City last week, so I did give him a little bit of credit. So, I thought that was funny. It was fun too, because I don't have a lot besides you guys. I don't know anybody to discuss soccer with, so I got to talk about it with somebody else for a little while. So that was fun. Yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything else wrestling wise that we need to discuss. Anybody want to say anything? Maybe the mayor wants to say a word about Tiffany Stratton's winning streak.
Oh man, two wins in a row, three. That we got to run a streak, baby. We're going to WrestleMania main event.
We talked. Me and the mayor talked about this before we recorded. Before Glenn joined us, we're thinking that the WrestleMania feud now for Bianca Belair is going to be Tiffany Stratton.
I was feeling that happened because I'm guessing they were planning Jade and Bianca, but Jade just hasn't been ready to get debuted in main event at that level, so they're going to go with Tiffany at this time. And I feel like the crowd is really getting behind Tiffany Stratton. Maybe it's just me being biased.
No, I don't think you are.
I really think people are buying into her like quick. Roman Reigns quality. Just look at her. But no, she's really good too.
I think she's part of the reason that they've put Jade on the back burner as well. Because Tiffany is main event plug-in ready now, where obviously Jade isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was having main event quality matches in NXT every single time they put her on television.
Was she though?
Well, it depends who she was against, I guess.
See, I did. That was a very dodgy time for women's wrestling in AEW.
Oh, you know, I think he means.
No, I meant Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany
Stratton.
Oh, Tiffany. Oh, right.
Yeah, not Jade. Not Jade. I've watched a fair amount of AEW matches, and I can't name a match that I really liked of Jade's. Other than maybe, I think she had a match with Shida, Hikaru Shida, one time that I think was fairly decent, and then she had that tag match with Shaq. Not that it was good; it just was memorable because Shaq went through a table and Cody knocked him through a table. But
my biggest takeaway from when Jade Cargo was in AEW is when Brandi Rhodes came out there and said, "Nah, Heffa."
It's open mic night, bitch.
Yeah, no, who told you it was open mic night, bitch?
Yeah.
Well, and also, I don't think you could call a woman who is as stacked as Jade Cargill a heifer.
No,
work.
No,
I live in Nebraska. I know what a heifer is, and it ain't Jade Cargill.
Yeah, definitely not.
No,
hell no. But yeah, so today we're going to watch the final three matches that we're going to be viewing from Uncensored 2000. There is a Jeff Jarrett Sid match, but we're going to skip the Jeff Jarrett Sid match and save that for the life and times of Psycho Sid. But the first one we're going to watch, it's a Texas Bull Rope match between Terry Funk and Dustin Rhodes. And I'd like to remind everyone out there, your mother's a whore. And we're going to we got it up on the screen here, and we are going to put it on. Here we go. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Very ready.
All right, here we go. Dustin Rhodes is on his way out to the ring here.
I feel like this is like Dustin's worst shape ever.
Yeah, it looks definitely a few times.
He's one of those people that I don't think you really appreciate his size.
No.
Because of the era he was in. But like, if you see him now stacked up against like modern day wrestlers, he looks like freaking Andre the Giant. So, same thing with Billy Gunn.
I know exactly what you mean, because he doesn't, like, when I watched him as Goldust, he didn't seem like an overly huge guy, but seeing him nowadays, you can tell he's a lot bigger.
That's because he was a lot of overly huge guy.
There we go. Terry Funk's out here. He's got a chicken on his hand. He said, look here, Dustin Rhodes, your mother's a whore. I had my hand further up than I got it up this chicken right now.
Oh god, he's stuffing the turkey.
Oh god, what is he? He wrote Dusty on it. He didn't even write Dustin. He wrote Dusty.
Man, at least he didn't write whatever Mrs. Runnels is or whatever her real name is.
Oh, I think it's Terry, isn't it?
Terry, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a real chicken. It's
a chicken. Where'd that come from?
Oh, there's a man in a chicken mask. He just slapped him with a fake chicken. Now he's running. What
there's
in
so
the
much
fuck
chicken
happening?
Going on? Bonk, bonk, chicken, chicken, bonk, bonk, chicken heads.
Oh! Come on, Dustin. You should have saw that one coming.
He just turned Dustin into a chicken head, literally.
Yeah, no, really, not even figuratively. You should take the chicken and stuff it on his head.
I feel like Dustin right there looks like, what's the guy's name in The Office when he wears the purple do-rag?
Oh, Prison Mike?
I never really watched The Office, but I keep up on all the memes. That's what he reminds me of right now. That's what he reminds me of right now.
You got gruel sandwiches. Oh, gruel. You don't know because you don't watch
Except
the
show. He's wearing giant red leather pants. What size do you think those are? Four cows?
Glenn, how many pairs of red britches you got?
None.
None?
None.
Not even with mirrors down the side? Or whatever those are.
Not with mirrors down the side, no.
If you did have a pair of red leather pants, would you hot glue mirrors down the side?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if you had hot red leather pants, you'd have to put mirrors down the side, or else what would you be fucking doing with your life?
Yeah.
I'd buy a chandelier and glue the sides of the chandelier all the way down my pants.
Oh, I got a big party now to get my chandelier pants on. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in a Texas bull rope match, aren't they supposed to be like fucking like
tied together with the
together
rope?
With a fucking bull rope?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing this wrong.
There's no bull rope involved here.
Mm-mm. Maybe they haven't started the match.
Just laying over here in the corner.
I'm assuming they haven't started the match yet. But then this is again WCW.
Fucking Billy Silverman here was just counting a three count a second ago. So
yeah, they've started.
Okay. Now we've got it. Now we've got the bell, the cowbell rope or whatever.
More cowbell.
Ding. Bong. Bong. Clang. See? This is all wrong. They're doing it all. Well, it is 2000s WCW. What do they do right?
Yeah. To nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I think Terry Funk is saying that to the ref. How can you give a rope break? This is a bull rope match.
And you know what else he said? Your mother's all. Of course he did.
Didn't they make you have to touch the four corners to actually win the match? It had nothing to do with a pinfall.
Glenn, yeah. I'm gonna have to bow to you on this one. I haven't seen a lot of bull rope matches.
I thought that was the original like rules. At least I thought that was the Valentine and Piper.
That was a dog collar.
Dog collar. Okay. Maybe I'm combining the two. So we're really building up the strap-on matches here because we got this, and then we've got a strap match to close out the show.
Yeah.
And a rope match.
Oh, man. And then we're going to have Tori Wilson versus Stacy Keibler in a strap-on match. I'm just kidding. That doesn't take place.
That might get some buy rates up.
I'd buy it. Just saying.
I'll tell you, he doesn't quite do that.
The bounce on the ropes.
Quite as well as Les Kellett, does he?
No, he's not quite as good as Les Kellett. But then again, oh, Jesus Christ! He's really like fucking whipping him back with that fucking rope around his neck.
You always feel like Terry Funk was at the end of his career and it never came. Like he just kept going. You're like, oh, this has to be it.
Yeah, I remember watching Beyond the Mat, and they have this big show where it's Terry Funk's retirement show, and it, like fucking 6 months later, he's on fucking WWE with a fucking pantyhose over his head. The fucking
there's so many times he should have just retired. Rest in peace, Terry.
So yeah. There we go. Now we finally got the bull rope around people's fucking wrists like it's supposed to be. Maybe that's why they did this one as a pinfall submission one, because they were doing the strap match later on and they didn't want to like have two. Because, probably. You know, WCW puts a lot of forethought into this.
I was going to say that seems to be an awful lot of thought put into something.
That's pretty bold of me to assume that.
Yeah, you are talking about a match that started with a bloke dressed in a chicken suit.
You know,
a lot of thought went into it.
I had fucking forgot about the guy in the chicken suit already, but now he was out here, wasn't he? Do you think we'll see him again?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think he'll be.
Do you remember when WWE had the bunny?
Oh god, yeah, with
Adam Rose.
Adam Rose.
Yeah, Adam Rose. Yeah.
I actually watched Vengeance Day 2003 with Kyle on the Apron Butt podcast, and they had the Easter Bunny. Oh, that's funny. He's back. It's a chicken. He's back.
No, he's back.
In WCW, we do chickens, right? Oh, that was very smart.
Wow, he just got Kentucky Fried.
Yeah, he did. Unmask him. I want to know who it is. Who's underneath the chicken mask?
It's Bob Backlund.
Yeah, my God, I hope so. And he would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you goddamn leather pants and your meddling mirrors.
Oh, God. Well, he really clobbered him.
He mother clucked that chicken, if you know what I mean.
He did. Mother clucker.
That lady in the front right, she's very upset. She said, that chicken's my father! My father's a chicken!
Speaking of heifers, no, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, lady in the front row in 2000. I'm Come sure you're a fine human train. Being.
And ride it. Ooh. Come on, ride the
train. I was Justin seeing some Magic kid. Mike Pony going on there on the top rope.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised. How sweaty do you think his legs are in those leather pants? Oh God, he has murdered Dustin Rhodes' nuts between the top rope and the cowbell. He has got no more testicles; they are gone.
I mean, if you got into a fight with no rules, how many blows would you just throw at someone's junk?
Exactly. Depends on how big the person is, honestly. If I didn't think I could take him fair, yeah, I'd probably punch him right now. Yeah.
I remember the first few, like, UFCs when there were zero, like, rules. And all they did was just punch each other in the dick repeatedly.
Oh, he hit the referee with the cowbell!
Oh, no.
Why does he got the mic now? This isn't an I Quit match, Terry. You can just...
He has to tell his mother's
Dustin,
a whore.
You're going to tell me your mother's a whore.
You're an egg-sucking dog, Dustin Rhodes.
Look here, Dustin Rhodes, you're an egg-sucking dog. And your mother's Terry a whore.
Funk, Terry Funk suddenly becomes Paul Bearer.
I mean, you can only hear a bell ringing if it's next to a microphone, so it's adding the effect.
I guess so. I mean, I don't understand. I don't think I share the audio, so even if I gave you some audio, you would be able to hear it.
Didn't Dustin get fired like 3 years before this for getting bloodied in a Nebraska Stampede match or whatever it was?
He did. It was in 1995. Well, ironically, I had Uncensored.
Oh, wow.
It was a Nebraska death match. It took place in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
We're going to watch that again. You bet your ass we're going to watch it. So Terry Funk thought if he touched the buckle, he won, and now he's upset because the referee said, no, it's a 1-2-3 match. He said, no, I'm sorry, I didn't make the rules.
Ding!
And Terry Funk's face rings a bell.
Down goes Funk. Down goes Funk.
You hit him in the face with that thing 16 times during this match. He's fine. Get up already!
Who sings the song Ring?
Tire.
Sorry. Uh-oh, we've got to pause. There it goes.
Back.
Yeah, it's back.
Here we go. He's pummeling his face with that bell. He's beating him like fucking, I don't know whom.
What's your favorite song that has a bell in the title?
Anita Ward.
Huh?
You can ring my bell.
Oh, okay.
That song?
Ring my bell.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I can think of any other song that has bell in the name of it that I.
Well, I mean, there's Jingle Bells, Silver Bells.
Bells.
There's the song with LL Cool J has, what's it, Ring the Bell?
I don't know.
I think it was his first big hit.
Huh.
I feel like Glenn had to be spinning that record. Because that would have been around when you would have been spinning records there in probably the mid-80s.
Yeah.
The first LL Cool J song I remember is I Need Love. I don't think it was obviously his first hit, but I remember that song. My favorite LL Cool J song is, what's it fucking called? I can't think of it now. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Dustin Rhodes wins this Texas Bull Rope match, but the beating continues.
He was wanting some LL Cool J played, apparently.
Oh, Around the Way Girl. It's... That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Oh. Cool song. It's a good song. I need an Around the Way Girl. Jerry Funk's like them Around the Way Girls too. Because they're whores.
I like how you tied that one in. That's some professional stuff there.
Thank you. I try. Order the outsider
shirt.
Hang Scott Hall's already been fired by now, hasn't he?
Send your cable or satellite bill in individual purchase. I'm going to send it. See what I get.
Oh, boy. Yeah, write that down.
Oh, never mind. It expired in 24 years ago.
May 20th.
Deadline is May 20th, 2000. So shortly before my birthday. We're not going to do this. We're going to save this for the I don't know shit show.
Oh, so wow. That would be an epic promo, Sid, too.
And now we're going to relive the build up to. We're going to see Sting battle Lex Luger. I believe it's a lumberjack match.
But the only lumberjack is Miss Elizabeth in a leather skirt with a bat.
Yeah, that's the only. The only lumberjack out there. Oh, Sting's up in the raft. Oh, no, that's fake Sting. That's Luger. Well, I don't like that. That's a weird, not a good look for him, I don't think.
No.
You know what? I've kind of got an uncomfortable feeling is going to happen this year. I feel like the Hall of Fame is not only going to have Miss Elizabeth go in, but Lex Luger go in the same year.
I don't think they do. I don't know if they do that.
No, I don't think they do that. Mm-hmm. Not with the publicity that WWE have got at the moment.
Yeah, they're already doing bad enough.
I feel like Luger's got to go in eventually.
I would think at some
point. Not by me, but...
I would vote for him.
I mean, if we're voting on best baked potatoes in the wrestling business.
He still wouldn't win. I'd pick a different potato.
Best soldiers.
Mr. Potato Head definitely had a wrestling match at some point. I'm going with him.
Bastion Booger kind of looked like a potato head.
Oh, he really did. You're right.
Well, who's Fryer? What was his name? Fryer?
Oh, yeah, he was. Fryer Ferguson, yeah.
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 That's a good one. That's a good one. Here we go. I want to, you know, I think before WrestleMania, we should do a show where we do a top 10 and we do our top 10 favorite WrestleMania matches. What do you guys think?
Okay. We haven't done a top 10 in a while. That was a lot of fun.
They haven't. I think that'd be good for WrestleMania before WrestleMania. Like, apparently they sent all the guys out here who have carpal tunnel syndrome from Torrey Wilson and Stacey Keibler out to be lumberjack. I hope everyone washed their hands.
I just would like to say if Stacey Keibler and Torrey Wilson were the lumberjacks, I'd just be throwing myself out of the ring. I'd look like Bushwhacker Luke at the Royal Rumble. I'd be eliminated in 3 seconds.
Okay. I was absolutely joking when I said they sent everybody out here with the carpal tunnel syndrome to be a lumberjack. And we really actually have. Like, that's not
true.
I was
George W. Bush for president. Sorry.
That was a long time ago.
I mean, he did win in 2000.
He did win in 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you take that to the wrestling match?
It's true.
That's true. That's a weird thing. I don't understand people, and this goes for both sides. I don't care if you're left or right. I don't understand people who put political bumper stickers on their car. Like, I don't understand what you're doing with your life. Like, politicians don't like you. They don't care about you. They don't give a fuck about you. So why do you support them like your local football team? It makes no sense to me. It's dumb. It's the dumbest thing ever.
It is.
I wouldn't put a bumper sticker on any of my cars, but
yeah,
it just seems weird.
I don't understand people. It makes no sense. Like, if you want to get a bumper sticker that says "I hate cancer," that I get it. I totally understand that.
Yeah, I think everyone can agree with that one.
Yeah, but
one's like "Go cancer."
Yeah, yeah. I just don't. I think.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, why? It's good. Like, God, put the pants back on, Luger.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get up on my soapbox.
How many pairs of while we're at it? How many pairs of tearaway pants do you have, Glenn? This is a fun game to play.
Did you ever own a pair of tearaway pants? Because I absolutely did.
I did in high school.
Yeah, I have.
I don't think I've ever torn them away in public though.
No.
You always wear them when I was younger, just in case a basketball game broke out. I don't think I ever did, but I remember when I was in the seventh grade, this girl was wearing them in the hallway, and another dude, like some dude, accidentally stepped on them, and then bitches popped all the way up.
Yeah. That was the highlight of seventh grade.
Boy, howdy, pal. That's the only thing I remember from seventh grade. That's
Pythagorean theorem. Psh, get out of here.
That's what I had, was a pair of tracksuit.
Oh, yeah.
Problems with poppers all up the sides.
Like Run DMC? Yeah. There's a guy in the crowd that has a sign that says, "Hi, cameraman." And that's very nice. Because nobody ever says hi to the cameraman.
Nobody acknowledges the cameraman.
He's inviting him to take a picture of him.
They even have Jimmy Hart and Doug Dillinger as one of the as two of the fucking lumberjacks.
What is Jimmy Hart?
Stop talking out here already.
He's got their arm in cast.
Yeah, every single person's got their arm in a cast.
This is going on so long. Like, get Sting out here.
Good God Almighty! Nobody wants to hear anything Luger has to say. It's like, no, I know you guys tried to put chives on my baked potato, but I threw it in the garbage because I can't have chives on my baked potato. It's too many carbs. Is Sting finally going to come out here?
At least it's not him just looking at a mirror. At least Mrs. Elizabeth's out there.
Oh, we've got more guys with broken arms.
Yeah.
We've got General Hugh G. Rection. We've got a beanbag with legs on his way out to the ring. A couple of Nazis now.
With more taped wrist. Everyone's got the taped wrist.
Yes, they've all got to have taped.
Oh, so these are the bad guy lumberjacks, apparently.
Is that how you tell, because they have taped wrist?
No, because everybody's got tight wrists.
Yeah, no, because Luger brought him out here. That's how I could tell, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And because I'm pretty sure the beanbag with legs is a heel.
It's very true.
pretty sure. So finally, after many, 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 many minutes, Sting is finally making his way out to the ring.
Many men.
Oh, there he is.
Wish death upon Sting. White paint in his eyes, but he can still see. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Don't get me singing songs, Mayor. Once you get me started, I can't stop.
Steve Borden.
If you want to hear me sing many renditions of Walking in Memphis, make sure you check out The Life and Times of Psycho Sid, episode 23. It's out right now. Sid heads to the USWA, and we get to see Jared the King Lawler in fluorescent green. It's not a good color for him.
It's not.
No. When you're like round in the midsection like Jerry Lawler, you got to go for like not bright colors. You need to go with darks, like grays and blacks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Fluorescent green, powder blue. It wasn't a good look.
Certainly wasn't. So Sting and Luger here. He's trying to run his head into the turnbuckle. He can't do it. There's some excited kid in the crowd. Next WCW star is out there.
I think Sting learned his lesson back in 1997. He's actually tan now. If you ever listen to the Conrad and Bischoff podcast.
Is that I haven't listened to that one in a while. I remember did he say that to me?
Conrad just blew up on Bischoff because Bischoff said they called the audible on Sting not winning the championship because he wasn't tan enough. And he was being dead serious. That's why Hulk Hogan and Bischoff called an audible on Sting winning the championship, because Sting came in untanned.
Look here, brother. I've been tanning every day for the last 20 years, brother, and he looks paler than Sheamus. I know Sheamus wasn't around. He looks paler than Fit Finley's ass, brother. And if he doesn't have a tan, then the Hulk can't lose to a plain brother. No way.
I think was it Starrcade 97, maybe?
Yeah, like I think that's the WWE's biggest pay-per-view ever was Starrcade 97. And they fucked it up. Here we go. Stinger. Good. What are you going to say, Glenn?
These guys just look more like a flash mob just standing around outside the ring than lumberjacks.
Well, I wish they would start dancing then or something. At least they'd be fucking useful.
Yeah.
Jimmy's at least doing something because he's used to being in the manager role. The other guy's just like standing around like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're waiting on.
Chuck Dillinger's like, this is the part of the show where I fall asleep in the chair in the back. What is happening? So, all right. Oh! You gave him the old double whammy.
And out the ring you go.
Get him!
Just standing back in
beat
away.
Him on. Beat him off. I mean, beat him up.
Beat him off for me. I don't know if we want that to happen.
And the lumberjacks are all fighting. Oh, well.
That's how they got their arms messed up, Mayor. That's why I said that.
Yeah, all their arms are taped up. They've been practicing the beating off.
they've been practicing. They've been playing in the game, buddy.
Vampiro's beating off casters all the way up to his elbow.
He's really been whacking.
He's really been bitch made it up.
I'm sorry. That's disgusting. Disclaimer on this show. Wash your hands.
It was a good
Luger begging off now. Oh, he throws the stinger to the outside. Now he's going to get worked over.
God dang. They're beating him off too.
Right, with both hands. They're beating him off with both hands. God dang. I'm glad I'm 12 years old still.
Oh no.
Tank Abbott is on his way to the ring.
Tank Abbott looks like every guy in the Midwest that mows their lawn in July. He's in the exact mowing outfit too.
Oh, he takes out Doug Dillinger. Why? Oh, I think Doug Dillinger is Tank Abbott's real father, and he found out he wouldn't pay his child support anymore, so he punched him.
At least he didn't pull a knife on him.
That's a good point. So he just came out and punched Doug Dillinger. Why has he got beef with Doug Dillinger?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll ask Dan and Rob if they can tell us why they got some sort of beef. Oh, the Lumberjacks are out of here. They're fighting each other. They're beating each other off.
They're lumberjacking off. That's the only way you get lumberjacks out of here is just jack them off right on the screen. Wait, that sounded bad. I'm sorry.
We're back to the ring now. Oh, bitch made Vampiro's still out here, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, that was fun. That was a good time. Oh, here comes Liz. She's got a bat. Flair's got a chair with a stinger symbol on it, which is something.
You prepared that one.
Oh, I'm literally at a loss for words here. I don't know what's going on.
WCW 2000 is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lumberjacks have gone, that's for sure.
Yeah, Lumberjacks are gone except for Bitch Made Vampiro, and now we've got Liz back here. Liz is the only Lumberjack. Ironically, Mayor, you were right. Our only Lumberjack is Liz in a leather skirt. You're pretty, some pretty good foreshadowing.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
Flair's attacking Sting. Oh, no, you're not selling that.
What a damn idiot. You've been doing that since the fucking 80s, and it didn't work, so why are you doing it now?
Yeah, exactly.
You dumbass, Flair.
You know how this story goes.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Apparently there's no disqualifications in a lumberjack.
It's
match.
WCW 2000.
Yeah. <You're right.
laughs> It's also uncensored. So
it's like an AEW Dynamite match. There's just no rules.
Which I saw like AEW hired. Oh, Liz hits him with the bat right in the shoulder. Oh, here comes Vampiro. What's he going to do?
I hope he doesn't hit Liz with the bat.
Out of his hand, Vampiro. Oh my God, now Jimmy Hart is spanking Elizabeth. I swear to God that's happening. What?
No, he's not. He's a gentleman. He didn't do it.
He's just dragging her away. It.
You're right. Like, dragging her away by her hair like a gentleman.
Very gentlemanly like.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we just got, we're down to two.
Jimmy Hart says, just dance with me out of the ring, baby. Just dance with me. I won't hurt you.
Nope, Vampiro's still here, and he's got the bat. Sting kicks out. Luger's going to rack him. He's going to put him in the torture rack. All the fans are standing. I don't know why, but they're really.
I thought he was taunting the chicken that was still out there. Oh, fuck, chicken.
The funny thing is, that's probably 2000, probably around the time that song was really popular, Chicken Head.
Oh, right in the back.
Oh, he hit him in the back. Oh, Scorpion Death Drop. One, two, three, and mercilessly, it's over.
Bitch made out.
Holy cow, my mic fell out. Uh-oh. I'm back. Maybe not. All right.
And Sting is our winner.
Your bitch drop as well. You're looking clearer now.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Maybe that's all it needed. It was a good smack from my microphone. Sting is the winner. Charles Robinson still looks the same age today as he does in this ring in 2000. Does. I think him and Sting are going to battle over who's got a worse tan.
Yeah.
I feel like Vampiro is the Fago to Sting's Mountain Dew.
Ah,
yeah,
that's a throwback. Faygo, they still make Faygo.
They do in Ohio and Michigan, I believe. It's very. I think it's made in Michigan, but you can still get it here.
Well, I knew it was made in Michigan. I figured it was made in Michigan because it was. I remember the fucking Insane Clown Posse always talking about it.
Yeah, it's definitely like a Midwestern
Tank Abbott. That's a hell of a goatee. I mean, that's a hell of a beard he's got. It's like Jim Neidhart-esque. Oh, dude, we got to skip this match because this is the Sid match. So we got to get.
Okay, yeah, we can't do that. We don't want to see this. We don't know spoils.
We got to watch it later. All right, now we're going to get to the apple pie strap match. Oh, no, Hogan's interfering in that match. Okay, so that's not it yet. You telling me the apple pie strap match like starts in the middle of that match? All right, I think this is it. Maybe. Here we go. Strap match. They're already in the ring, though, for some reason. There's no entrances.
How did it start with them in the ring?
So they came out and got involved in the Sid match, apparently.
Okay.
And now they're, yeah. Now that doesn't look like an apple pie, does it?
No. Do you like McDonald's apple pies?
I don't like apple pies at all.
Oh, that's right. You hate apples.
Rachel likes the apple pies from McDonald's.
So. Yeah.
So the only way to win an apple strap match, and I looked this up just to make sure, the only way to win an apple pie strap match is to take your opponent to the back and toss him into a giant apple pie. That's the only way to win.
Do you then bake them?
Yeah, then you have to bake them. Yes, absolutely.
You cook them like a pie. Answer me a question, Brid. If she likes McDonald's apple pie, does she eat them straight away, sort of volcanic lava hot, or does she let them cool down a bit first?
She usually just dives right in. My wife is a lot like, I don't know if this is all women, but Rachel puts her shower water on volcano hot, so I'm sure she's fine eating me.
Yeah.
I always ask how she keeps her skin so soft, because she's really soft, and I'm pretty sure it's because she burns the outer layer off, and then a new layer grows in when she takes a shower.
See, I love the hot shower. I don't even touch the cold water. It's just shroom, all the way to the heat side. But I cannot eat hot food. It has to cool all the way down. It has to be like lukewarm, like really? Room temperature warm.
It depends on what I eat too. Like I don't really like to eat pizza if it's like piping hot. Like I want it to be a little bit cooler of a temperature. And I also really, really like cold pizza too. I like cold pizza a lot.
Oh yeah. Yesterday I had half a pizza and then saved the rest of it for later, and it was more delicious cold than when it was hot.
I don't know what it is, but when it's cold, it gives like the pizza sauce like a sweeter flavor to it. I don't know what it is. Sorry, we started talking about apple pies, and naturally we just started talking about food.
We've got two of the Mount Rushmore wrestlers in the ring, and we're talking about McDonald's apple pies and cold pizza. That should be a name of a rap album: Apple Pies and Cold Pizza.
Wow. It's too bad Mac Miller's passed away, because that would be a great mixtape.
The weird thing is, that's exactly who I thought of when I said it. So you read my mind.
Yeah. I mean, that just sounds like some Mac Miller shit, you know? It does. It certainly does. So Hogan hasn't even got his hair sweaty yet. That's how I would always judge things when I was a kid, about what was going on in the match, if Hogan's hair was sweaty or not. Like, it wasn't a big deal until Hogan's hair started getting all stringy and sweaty, and then I knew things were getting real.
Yeah.
It's weird that he's wearing a weight belt, though, with the trunks.
Yeah, because you see it with the weight belt, but usually when he's got, like, the pants and the shirt on, not just the yellow trunks. So that is really weird.
Yeah, he's got the weird weight belt on. It just doesn't work.
Really choking him here with this belt, just like Hulkster likes it. Oh, he's sticking it in his mouth, just like Hulkster likes it, allegedly. I'm sorry.
You probably just finish every sentence with that.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'll do it at least one more time, probably.
What the heck?
He is apple pie in the strap. He's apple pie in the fuck out of his face, if you know what I mean. Oh, right in the pills. Whoa. That is the 280-second nut shot on this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn, if I told you something was named Road Apples, what would you think that would mean in the Midwest?
Roadkill?
Kind of. It's when there's horse and buggies that the Amish ride around in, And it's when the horses just poop in the road and there's giant piles of turds in the road.
I could see the analogy, yes. we have lots of horses around here as well. So, yeah, lots of
road. We've always just called them road apples.
Lots of road apples around here too.
Road apple pie match.
I've never seen a road apple, even though I live on a farm, just saying. That's not true. I have. I wasn't like in the parade, but like, so my dad was in the Navy. So, he was a recruiter here and I was in this parade and my dad's friend was driving the parade in his car. And he was like pulling, like, it was like this is the USS Nebraska, which was like a submarine back in the day. And it was like a replica of it. And we were pulling it through and I saw many horses shitting everywhere. <that day. laughs> I remember it well.
It used to go to football when they had the mounted police.
Oh yeah,
that was something.
There was somebody that said, "I'm going to WrestleMania."
And this was the 1970s, so you'd have blokes fighting and rolling around in the streets in the whole shit.
Oh well. After you've had like 20 pints, Glenn, it doesn't matter anymore.
No, I suppose not.
Hogan is biting Flair, just like he likes it.
Just like he likes it.
That's right now. Oh man, this is disgusting.
God dang.
Oh, Flair's on the outside of the ring now.
I rewatched the 30 for 30 with Flair recently, and was it 30 for 30? Whatever the Netflix 30, special was with Flair.
Yeah.
And just the fact that he said he was with 10,000 women. I'm trying to do the math how many that would have been over that time period. Like,
so
that's insane.
Here's the thing.
You'd have to be with like four women a night, I think.
And if it was that many, how did he not get herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea? AIDS? How did he not get any of those?
During that time frame when like AIDS was getting really prevalent.
Yeah.
You don't know what STDs he did get.
Well, he's still carrying some of them around because some of them are the gift that keep on giving, if you know what I mean.
He might be lucky with AIDS, but the others are all treatable.
What's crazy to think all the shit that he got into and all the bleeding and shit that he doesn't have something.
He used to go into the middle of the ring and basically cut a promo and say, "Any of you rats, we're at the Marriott room so and so. Turn up, we'll do the business for you."
And then he said that on AEW 20 years later, and people were like, "Oh my god, I can't believe he said that." I'm like, "You've been saying it for 20 years. What are we talking about?"
Yeah.
I think the mayor like said something. I think that was the least offensive thing you'd said that day.
The least offensive thing I said?
No, when Ric Flair said on AEW, like all the single women meet him at his hotel room.
When everyone got offended by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let Rick be Rick. He's Rick. You know what you're getting. You're signed up for it. Right. If you're giving Rick a microphone.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting into.
Right. You signed your own death warrant with that one, buddy.
It's like giving Suge Knight a gun and like just telling him to.
Exactly.
Oh, he probably doesn't need a gun, but
it's like giving me a bag of weed. I'm gonna smoke that shit.
Yeah.
You know what you're gonna get. The end result's inevitable.
Exactly. Oh, they're taking the strap match all the way up the ramp. I told you, Glenn, he's leading him back to find that big apple pie he's gotta chuck him in. Who's this guy? Oh, it's fucking Lex Luger.
Oh, Jesus. Baked potatoes and apple pies do not go well together, by the way.
They really don't. No. God. I can't wait for the baked potato strap match at fucking Stampede. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I was going to ask you guys. What do you think we should? What year do you think we should go to after this, or do you think we should stay in 2000?
It's so bad. There's so much
it's
stuff.
So bad. It's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? Really,
it really is.
I would really like to watch late '80s Memphis Championship Wrestling, but it might be too good. for this show.
Yeah, that might be the problem.
It would be way too good. See, the thing is, like, the videos, the vignette packages or whatever you want to call them, that would be perfect for the show, but the matches would be too good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, back in those days, for the, you know, the Memphis wrestling, they were really just showing the TV show to sell people to come down to the building. So you didn't really get, like, really, really good TV matches. So maybe it would be good. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure occasionally they had good matches on TV, but I feel like in the 80s, because I watched some of that old, like, Jim Crockett promotion stuff when it was on TBS, and they never had really good matches. They had good promos, but never really good matches.
It was basically build feuds, and you'd get superstars level matches. Like, you're getting squash matches.
Yeah.
And then feuds built after the match or in between matches or, you know, backstage, whatever you want to call it.
These guys, I mean, for these guys being like up there in years and everything, this hasn't been bad. You know what I mean? Like, they've done, compared to all the other shit we've seen on this show, this has actually been pretty good.
This has been the best match.
I think people could tell that by how we've not really been talking about it.
No, yeah, we talked about all kinds of stuff.
Oh, hello, blow. He hit him in the baked potatoes.
He hit him right in his little Hulksters, if you know what I mean. Okay. He took the strap off of his hand, just like he likes it. There we go. We're back. We're back on the apple pie strap match.
Guess who's
there's back. A tie-dye guy in the crowd. I only know that because he's got a sign.
Does he have a tie-dye shirt?
WrestleRadio.com. I think I looked up WrestleRadio.com on the first episode of this, and you guys were like, don't do it. Who knows what it could be?
There's no way it's still a website.
Nah. Yeah, it was nothing. Oh, ooh. He just decked Jimmy Hart. Now he's stomping
Did you ever guys watch The Legends House that used to be on the WWF Network?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Jimmy Hart was on it. I'm trying to think who else was on it. I think Slaughter and Piper, maybe.
All that Jimmy Hart ate was baked potatoes and beans.
Really? So he's Glenn's favorite baked potato?
Yeah. Well, not even like together, like separately. He'd eat the baked potato and the beans. He wouldn't pour it on top or anything.
Oh, wow. Imagine if he knew that. Like, his mind would be blown. He'd be like, maybe I could put the baked potato with the baked beans. Baby, the barbecue sauce, like, too.
And then, like, Tony Atlas and...
There was a lot of Dutch.
Hillbilly Jim.
And Jim Duggan had like a big feud. They're about to fight each other.
Yeah. And of course, Ric Flair is bleeding.
Well, naturally. If Ric Flair is walking and talking, he's bleeding. I saw Ric Flair in a weird Fox News video. And he was bleeding on that. No, he wasn't. It was just really funny because they kept trying to get him to talk politics. And he kept trying to tell him that he doesn't talk about politics. He like told the guy three or four times. So it was really funny. He's stopping it. He's just got to get to one more buckle, right, Glenn?
You can't blame him, can you?
Oh, absolutely not.
For all the things, politics get a lot of wrestlers into trouble.
Yeah.
The things they say. So you can't blame him for, you know, he's in enough trouble with all the things he says anyway without bringing politics into it.
He's like, look here, let me tell you, buddy. You got any single women up there? Tell me in the hotel room.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about your politics. He's now choking Hogan with the straw. Oh, he's got the brass knucks. He's got the brass knucks. Pop! Ooh. Right in the face. Why does he have to hide him? It's no disqualification, you dummy.
It's very true.
Come on, Flair.
You're the dirtiest player in the game. You don't need to hide him.
What the fuck?
Oh, we're getting hooked up.
The turnbuckle. Why is he pinning him now? What the fuck is going on?
So this is a four turnbuckle match. I missed the rules.
Well, but Flair just tried to pin him.
I will bet a dot. No, I don't want to make a bet, but I will bet that there's no way Hogan actually goes for the four turnbuckles. He actually pins.
He's going to hit the fucking, the big boot, and he's going to. I'm pretty sure somewhere in WCW pretty soon, Hogan and Flair are going to have a cage match, a first blood cage match where both guys will be bleeding and no one wins the match by bleeding. They win by pinfall, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-oh, he is actually going to try to get the
oh, he's got, wow, we were wrong.
Oh, no.
Maybe Hogan does know the rules. Return rules and then pin the person. Maybe we were just confused from the rules.
Listen and here, then brother. Take
them to the back and chuck them in an apple pie and cook them. That's how you do it.
Man, now I want apple pie. As soon as this podcast is over, I'm driving to McDonald's. I don't care. You guys are going to make me some apple pies.
Oh, the big Luger. Now he's going to hit the leg drop and pen.
Oh, he didn't get the... That can't count. He didn't hit the fourth turnbuckle. Why would we even bother turnbuckle?
There he goes. There he goes.
Oh, he did it eventually.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking Terry Taylor. This is all his fault.
Oh, my God. I blame so much on so many things.
Hogan is the winner of the apple pie strap match by pinfall, apparently.
I wish I gave him an apple pie trophy.
Wouldn't that be amazing? They come out with a check that gives him a lifetime supply of a McDonald's apple pie.
It's like a gift certificate, like a coupon. It just says unlimited apple pies. And it's a McDonald's. You know how much money they would have made on McDonald's promotional pay if they could have done that advertisement? Unlimited apple pies for Hogan. And they just would have said apple pie strap match so many times and just plugged McDonald's. They would have made so much money. Good job, Bischoff. I mean,
a real missed opportunity for them. Well, you can't blame Bischoff for this one. He wasn't around at this point. So yeah. It's all Terry.
Wasn't even there.
It wasn't even fucking there. Well, that's it. Hogan just going to pose.
Quick question, Mayor.
Oh, yes, boy. Sir.
Are the Cavaliers playing live tonight against Philly?
They might be.
Because it's at this
basketball. I think.
On the BBC. I don't know why they've got it on.
BBC. It's weird that you can see it because in Ohio, we can't even really watch the Cavaliers play because they put them on some network called Bally's Network. And you can't see it on television unless you have Bally's like network, basically like Peacock, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't even see our own local team play, which is stupid because I think they're like the second ranked team in the East or third or
they
something.
They do have
like
the second best work in the East. Yeah. No, that game's over, Glenn. It's been over for a couple hours now.
I know they lost to the Magic yesterday, but I don't know what they did tonight.
They did lose just tonight, too. They lost 104-97.
Okay. That was a terrible game. Jesus Christ, that's 1980 that's okay. Scoring.
Last night, the Bulls were tied at halftime. And so I was like, oh, great. They probably played a good game. I wonder what the final score was. They lost by fucking 30.
They just didn't bother tied up for a second.
How do you fucking lose by 30 when it's tied at halftime? How do you fucking do that?
It's impressive.
It's impressive.
God damn.
You don't come out for the second half.
The only one of my teams that's good is Arsenal. That's it. All my other teams are terrible.
Are the Blackhawks bad too?
Yeah, the Blackhawks are bad, but we just drafted like the next greatest player of all time, and he's a rookie this year.
Is that Bedard guy?
Yeah, Bedard. Yeah.
I keep hearing how good he is, so I figured
well, I guess Blackhawks are good. North Carolina Tar Heels aren't bad, but besides that, every other team I like sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that does it. We finally put a bow on Uncensored 2000. That is the end of this edition of AWI Pod Worldwide. But first, Glenn, who do we need to plug before we get you out of here, get you to bed?
We better have a mention of Unbooking the Territory with Danny and Rob looking at the first and last of wrestling and also their side project, Unstacking the Datatory, where they're looking at Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks right through to Wembley in 1981, where on Cup Final Day they had a match and it was the most watched wrestling match ever. 18 million viewers for that match.
Yeah, so fuck you, Hogan. No, I'm just kidding.
DDT Wrestling with DC and Doc. Of course, the
Doctor Who Podcast with Danny Ensai. That's JP World Media.
That's me, though.
There you go. What about you, Mr. Mayor of Canton?
As always, we have to plug our good friend, Mr. Thomas Bryce, at the Sports Wire Radio, which is sports with a Z, sportswireradio.org. And you can follow him at Thomas Bryce 2017. And is that it? Oh, yeah. Watch me eat things. Yeah. Food. I might eat a baked potato or an apple pie just in reference to this podcast.
Both.
Although, whoever's listening to this, I'm going to give you a spoiler what I'm going to eat next week. I'm going to eat the Kentucky Fried Chicken new Chick-za. And if you don't know what that is, it's a chicken sandwich pizza that they just came out with this Monday or this coming Monday. So if you're listening to this, go to your local Kentucky Fried Chicken this Monday and order a Chick-za. It's a pizza chicken sandwich, and I'm imagining it is delightful. I don't know. We'll find out.
So I'm believing that the higher ups at KFC are definitely smoking weed, because only a fucking pothead would come up with some shit like that. Only.
It may have been a joke, but I'm hearing that it's going to be a reality on Monday.
I hope it's a reality. Or not, you're going to get a real pissed off mayor video. He's going to be mad.
I like chicken on my pizza, so I don't see why you can't have a Kentucky Fried coating on your chicken on a pizza.
Well, no, it's supposed to be a chicken sandwich with like a pizza on top of the chicken sandwich.
Oh, right. Oh, so a little pizza.
A chicken sandwich, but instead of mayonnaise, you've got marinara, pepperoni, and mozzarella.
Ah, right. Oh, yeah.
Sounds a side better than some disgusting ass mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It does sound quite nice, actually.
It does sound good.
So we're going to see if it's going to happen or not.
I got my fingers crossed. Make sure you check that out. He is at Mayor of Canton. That's on the X Twitter. Give that a watch. That's it, right? You got anything else you want to put in there?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, make sure you check out our other projects. We have got, of course, Warring to Attitude. As Glenn mentioned, the UTT podcast. One of the boys, Mr. Dan Griffin, will be joining us this week to review WWF In Your House Bad Blood. That is the one that features the first Hell in a Cell match between Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, and of course, the debut of Kane. And that's why Dan would like to join us. It's a huge Kane mark.
As they kept telling us, nobody could get in or out of that cake, that cell.
They were wrong.
and Brent, if you got bad blood.
Yeah, you know what? How I didn't even put that one together. I'm going to give you all what you should do. Go listen to the Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood remix. That's some fucking good shit right there. Real good song. Check it out. You're right. Thank you, Mayor. I didn't even correlate those.
Man,
two.
I'm glad I put that one out there for you.
I'm glad you crossed two of my favorite things, Taylor Swift and wrestling. You put it all together. And of course, check out the Life and Times of Psycho Sid. I don't know shit. The Life and Times of Psycho Sid. Episode 23 is out right now. We're gonna go harder than Memphis. If you want to hear me sing that a few more times, you can hear it on that episode. So give it a listen. Give it a watch. Give us a subscribe on YouTube. I think we're almost 300 subscribers. We're like 280, I think. So give us a sub on there. Check it all out. That's it. I got nothing else to say. The only thing left for us to do is trickle in to say goodbye.
Enjoy the Elimination Chamber, guys and girls. Goodbye.